based on what transpired yesterday, more of the political parties were supportive of the change of the date from December to November. And more of them also expressed their view to the effect that if it will be possible for the EC to be able to implement it this year, that would be good. However, most of them also suggested that the process should take off. In the event we are not able to finish it this year, then the implementation will begin in 2028. So in principle, all the parties that attended IPAC yesterday were for it for 2028. But for 2024, almost about 60% of the parties, more than half of the parties, said if it will be possible for the EC to go through the legal processes to have it implemented this year, let's go ahead.
And based and based on that point, do you see or estimate that the Electoral Commission may be able to come through on all the legal requirements and changes that must happen to allow you to hold the elections in November?
Yes, very much so. Looking at our calendar, we are pretty sure that we'll be able to do everything, whatever it takes to ensure that we go through the legal. You know, we are not the final determinants in that. You go through the process with the AG, it will go to the parliamentary system through the first reading, the second reading in that manner. So, and you need a parliament to approve of it. But as I said, as far as we are concerned, whatever we need to do, whatever is necessary, whatever is proper, that must be done to ensure that we are able to consummate it and have the elections here. As far as we are concerned, we are well able to do that.
The largest opposition party, the National Democratic Congress, says it is not aligned to this proposal. If successful, it will mean that indeed the EC will go ahead to hold the elections on November 7. Are you mindful of the concerns that the NDC has, and what reactions do you have to their concerns?
Well, as I said yesterday, the NDC expressed support that for this year they are not ready for it, but for 2028 they are ready for that. The EC has stated that by hook or crook we are going to do it in 2024. That's not what we've said.
Yeah, but you've given us a condition, and the condition is that if you're able to go through all the processes early enough, then we might implement that this year.
Yes.
I'm saying that the NDC says, be it as it may, you cannot do that change this year, and that they are open to further talks on the matter.
I don't think you are trying to say if NDC says we cannot do it, it means we cannot do it. Is that what you are trying to say?
Is that what you're suggesting as well? Because that's the largest opposition party, sir.
Oh, but Mr. Soga, all the parties we have, the NPP, the NDC, there have been several instances where they've said no to something. And if the EC strongly believes that that thing is in the national interest to advance the cause of the country's democracy, we don't say because NPP has said this or NDC has said this, we are not going to do it. So once we go through the process and we can finish everything. Don't forget, the EC gave a reason. And one of the main reason we gave was that in the event there is a runoff, it puts so much pressure on us because you have only within 21 days to be able to execute the runoff. So we would wish some additional days being given to us. So if NPP says no or NDC says no, EC must still look at its internal arrangements to be able to make that particular case. And the fact that NDC or NPP have said no now, it doesn't mean that maybe by June or by May they are still going to say no.